Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 9th chapter, verses 18 to 36. Now it happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, and others that one of the prophets of old had risen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." And he strictly charged and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God." Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on a mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Brian Schindel from Cross and Resurrection Lutheran Churches in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
A pastor, during the children's message on Sunday morning, asked the children, "What is brown, has a shaggy tail, and collects nuts for winter?" Without missing a beat, one of the young boys put his hand up and said, "Pastor, Pastor, it sounds like a squirrel, but I know the answer is Jesus." It's not a surprise that as you grow up in the church, you might always know that the answer is Jesus. And so we can't be too hard on the disciples in our gospel lesson today. When Jesus asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, and others that one of the prophets of old has risen." We can't be too hard on them when he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." Just like in Matthew 16, Peter got it right. He is the Messiah, the Son of Man, the Christ, the Anointed One, the one who was prophesied. He is the one that they've been waiting for. He is the Christ of God. And yet it's interesting because just like that child in the children's sermon, they had a preconceived idea of what the answer was and what it meant. And so Jesus goes on and he says something really strange. He says, and he strictly charged and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised." You see, they understood the Son of Man. They understood no matter what was said, the Son of Man was the Messiah who was going to come with all the glory, as it says later on in verse 26, "The Son of Man when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and the holy angels, just like Daniel chapter 7, when he's going to come in victory and rescue the people of Israel and do these mighty things, they knew that he was going to be victorious. They had seen him do miracles up to this point in his ministry. They had seen him do what the Messiah was supposed to do. The Messiah was supposed to heal people, rescue people, redeem people. He was supposed to get rid of the Romans and make Jerusalem great again. He was supposed to bring peace and prosperity. I mean, they saw a glimpse of that every time he did these marvelous miracles. And prior to our lesson, he feeds the 5,000. And yet Jesus tells them not to say anything because he knows that they're not going to hear the whole story. There's no mistake that we, like the disciples, as sinful human beings, come to our God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with preconceived ideas. It's part of our sinful human nature that even though we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," we really want our will to be done. As sinful human beings, we really want our way. We want our desires. We want our preconceived ideas of how things ought to be to happen. We want God to bless what we're doing. And yet, we recognize in this text that they were not going to get what they expected. They were dumbfounded. As a matter of fact, the Bible later says that they did not understand that he was to rise from the dead. Even though he said it here clearly, they didn't hear it. Or even more than that, they may have heard it, but they didn't listen. Because I don't think it's a mistake that at the end of our gospel lesson today, when Jesus transfigures himself before Peter, James, and John, God intervenes in the voice that came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." You see, the only way that we can really, truly understand the Messiah and appreciate the truth as Easter people, as resurrection people, about the truth that on the third day he would be raised, is to hear the whole story. And not only hear it, but listen to it. Believe it, teach it, confess it. We can hear the truth of the cross, but that's not the end of the story. The truth of the resurrection, the victory over sin, death, and the devil. So brothers and sisters, as we hear this, may we come to the Lord and ask that he would, as we repent and receive the word and sacrament, may we come and ask the Lord to take our will and conform it to his. To take our plans and to conform them to his plan. Because our Lord has what's best in mind for us. So may we as people not only confess, but believe that Jesus Christ has risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
We thank Pastor Brian Schindel from Cross and Resurrection Lutheran Churches in Ypsilanti, Michigan, for today's meditation on God's Word.